Okay, I would like to know how many of you have special tasks that you do around the house? How many of you have jobs to do? What sort of things do you do, Jacob? Take out the trash. Okay, how about you, Ethan? Take in the trash. Ah, separation of powers here. Okay. How about you, Griffin?
Also, my job is to water the plants.
Your job is to water the plants. Oh, my goodness, I could use you at my house. My plants never get water. That must be the problem. Then no wonder I can't keep them alive. That's a good job to have. How about you, Miranda? Do you do anything special around?
Or
you make your bed. Very good. Very good. That's important. How about you, Rihanna? You clean your dog's poop. Well, somebody's got to, you know. Somebody's got to do it on a pretty regular basis. How about you, Uza? Do you have any jobs that you do around the house? No? Okay. Oh, you're a lucky guy. Okay. Now, if your mom or dad said, Ariana, go clean up the poop, and you said, okay, but then you never went and did it, what do you think your folks would say? Huh? I'm sorry, Uza, what were you saying?
They would say that you're a bad person.
Oh, you'd say you're a bad person. You think? Would your folks say you were a bad person?
No.
Ah, what would they say? What do you think they'd say, Ethan?
Next time,
Next
time, do it when we tell you to.
Okay, that's probably good. Next time, do it when we tell you to. Jesus tells a story today about a man who had two sons. And he told the first son to go and work in the vineyards, like go you know, do something and go help in the yard, go help in the garden.
No, he didn't.
He didn't. You know the story already. Did you hear it earlier? Yeah, he's... We're talking about not cleaning up. You are way ahead of me, Griffin. Let me tell you that. Yeah, because the man says to his son, go work in the vineyard. And the son says, okay. But then what happens?
He didn't do it.
He didn't do it. That's right. So what does he say to the next son? Do you remember? You don't know the whole story. Okay. Let me tell you what happens next. Okay. The first son says, yes, I'm going to go work in the vineyard. But he doesn't. But then he changes his mind, and he goes back and does it later on. So the first son does go back. The second son, the man says, go work in the vineyard. He says, actually, you know what? I'm getting the sons mixed up. The first one says he's not going to do it, but he changes his mind. The second one says he is going to do it, but then he doesn't do it. So which one does what the father wants? Yeah.
The first one.
The first one, the one who actually does go back, right?
Yeah.
So this is a story about how what we say and what we do aren't always the same thing. Which one do you think God is more concerned with? Griffin, you're on a roll here.
The second son.
The second son did do or didn't do? He didn't do it, that's right. So do you think God is more interested in what we say or in what we do? Jacob, what do you think? In what we do. Yeah, Jacob got you on that one, Griffin.
And say,
there you go. There you go. What we say is important, but what we do is even more important because we can say pretty much anything, but what we do is what really tells the story. Yes, Uza? Can we also do anything? I don't think this is working, actually. Can we do anything? Well, there are rules as to what we can do. Did you have a particular situation you were thinking of? Yeah, because what we do is very important, and there are rules about what we do, but what we tell God we're going to do and what we actually do are the important things here. So God is much more interested in the things that we do than the things that we say we're going to do. Okay? Well, let's have a quick prayer, then it'll be time to go off to Sunday school. And who is, Suzanne, who's leading to Sunday school today? Okay, Miss Suzanne's going to be at the back. Okay, let's say a prayer. Gracious and loving God, we give you thanks for the ability to say things and to do things. And we pray that we will always do what we say, and that what we say will accord with your will. Help us to be Jesus to other people. And what would you say at the end of our prayer?
Amen.
Okay, thank you very much. Off you go.